Hey, what's up, everyone? Straight Shooting LJA here, and welcome to another episode of the Straight Shooting Rants. First and foremost, I'd like to say welcome to 2021. Hopefully, this is going to be better than 2020, but no guarantees. I'm not expectant, and I'm barely hopeful, which I know is sad to say, but still, looking back at 2020 just quickly, and especially the end of it and the very beginning of 2021 already, we've had government U-turns. It's one of them ones where, yeah, so where we are now, another lockdown. Lockdown number 3. And yeah, a cluster of epic proportions. You've had two people who drove 5 miles. There are two people who drove 5 miles to have a walk, which, yes, sounds absurd on the face of it, but apparently, from all reports, those two women were swarmed by a bunch of armed police for doing that. And it's like, yeah, okay, now there's an abuse of power, and really just, yeah, ties into my next point, actually, in regards to the police, where a police chief, I think of West Midlands Police, has said, yeah, we'd like to have clarification on powers of entry to people's houses because it would help make enforcing COVID rules easier. Yeah, no, that's a horrible idea. What an absolutely stupid, loathsome, detestable, abhorrent idea. You already have some sections of the police. Not every policeman is bad, not every policewoman is bad, not everyone is corrupt. But that system in and of itself, good God. I mean, the disproportion, you've already got lockdowns and fines being disproportionately handed out to people of black and ethnic minorities. You've already got that issue. But given the police, whether it be West Midlands, Metropolitan, whoever, those powers to be able to enter people's homes, and there is a video that's actually just done the rounds, I think, I don't know where it is, but it's basically of a couple of police officers forcing their way into someone's house. It's like, nah, cannot let that happen. Because as I said, fines are already disproportionately being handed out, but giving powers to enter people's houses, it's like, no. Because that kind of sounds a bit like the Gestapo, doesn't it? Kind of sounds like it. You never know when it's coming. You never know when a policeman's going to burst into your house randomly. And you know as well that some of them are jobs worse. Like in any line of work, some people are jobs worse and will take it way too far. Way too far. So it's one of them where it's like, no, not in agreement with that. Also, one other thing I'm not in agreement with as well is Department for Education, specifically Gavin Williamson, this idiot, this clown. Now, this lockdown is obviously, like the other two, going to affect poorest families the most. And if you've got the poorest families already struggling as it is, you tried to take away their free school meals back in the summer, and I have vlogged about that before on the Straight Shooting Ranch. You tried to do that in the summer, and it took Marcus Rashford and a shed load of bad PR to U-turn on that. As if that wasn't bad enough. As if, over 3 to 4 million children being in poverty pre-COVID, before this pandemic, as if that wasn't already bad enough due to things like universal credit and massive, massive cuts to stuff like youth services, among other things, and a clueless homelessness minister. I vlogged about that back in 2018. Clueless homelessness minister and undernourished children. Check out that Straight Shooting Rant for the information on that. As if that wasn't all bad enough, now it's come to light via the Daily Mirror that Gavin Williamson and the Department for Education that he heads up denied refused, however you want to phrase it, an offer from BT. Shout outs to BT, by the way, who offered three laptops and basically free broadband for underprivileged children. But apparently this government, for some reason, couldn't properly distribute it. Or at least that's what they said. Oh, we can't distribute it properly. Da, 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 da. And it's like, how can you not distribute it properly? Like, HMRC, you could just get in touch with them and see what everybody is earning. So it's like, and then from that, you can triangulate who needs the stuff the most and the quickest. Because if you've got children having to learn at home because you've closed down the goddamn schools as a reaction, a day late and a dollar short reaction to this pandemic and this second wave, third wave, mutated wave, sporting wave, Mexican wave, however the hell you want to put it. If some of these kids can't afford to eat, so they needed free school meals during the summer, how the hell do you expect them to be able to go out and buy a 300 quid laptop on about 3 or 4 days' notice of their school being shut for another goddamn 2 weeks? How? I'd like Kevin Williamson to tell me that. I'd like the Department for Education to tell me that. Because at the end of the day, this government has shafted our children once again. Once again. And I said, it's a case of, like, with this whole thing, with all that in mind that I've just said, how the hell do you justify saying, yeah, no, nah, sorry, BT, we can't distribute that properly. We go, no, so we don't want it. We don't want it. So what do you mean you don't want it? It shouldn't even be a choice. As said, shout out to BT for offering that. But the fact that the Department for Education turned it down shows where priorities lie. So it's a case of, it's like, this government is just failing everywhere. Day late, dollar short. Those of you still, after almost a complete year of this COVID pandemic and all these restrictions and all that, if you're still defending Boris Johnson, you know what? You need to go to hell. And it's like, Corbyn wouldn't have done any better. No, shut your face. You've missed the point completely. That's deflection tactics, because that's not the goddamn point. The fact is, we're dealing with what we've got now. And those of you who voted Tory last year, those of you who voted Tory back in 2010, you are the ones who have gotten us in this mess. And the fact of the matter is, you defending this floppy-haired moron who's at, go to work, don't go to work, your kids can go to school, but, oh no, we're going to U-turn today. And then that idiot Matt Hancock as well, guaranteeing, oh, everybody will be offered the vaccine, by autumn. I pledge to that. It's like, wait, what? How are you going to pledge to that when you can't even pledge to the rollout and get track and trace or test and trace, whatever the hell you want to call it, right? So it's like, and even so, this vaccine is not a miracle cure. And if there is another strain of it, how are you gonna guarantee that you can roll all this out to everybody around the country by autumn? I know, you can't. You can't. So this government is failing children, failing the general populace, and if they give police them powers to enter people's houses, good God, that's Gestapo flexes. And I am not exaggerating when I say that. Because if they can bust in your house, nah, don't like it. Don't like that at all. Do not like it. But for me as well, it's a case of, this government has literally bungled everything that could be bungled, to the point where it's like, you can't possibly be this incompetent. And I've said this for nearly a year now. Where it's like, you can't be this incompetent by accident. Part of this is on purpose. Because to turn down, what's it, free broadband and free laptops for the most underprivileged kids in the country, that's not incompetence. That's deliberate. You don't want, it's like, you're taking away the opportunities for them kids to learn, to learn by closing down their schools, and you're taking away their opportunities to better themselves and enrich themselves and learn at home, because they can't afford it. And why can't they afford it? Because they're on universal credit. Why? Because there's not enough jobs out there, or at least not enough well-paid jobs out there, for them to even be able to, for their parents to even be able to pay their bills and or put food on the table. And paying bills should never ever be followed by the phrase and or putting food on the table. Never. Should never. Those, that sentence should never happen. But look where we are in Brexit Britain. And that's another way. You know what? I'm going to round it out with this. That's another way that this government has utterly failed this. Failed the working populace. The working classes. Because, well, we know all these get out by networks within the Tories. From Matt Hancock to Michael Gove to that idiot Rishi Sunak as well. That sellout. That sellout Priti Patel too. Yes, I said it. Both of them sellouts. Sellouts to the point, especially with Priti Patel, where it's like, oh, so under your own system that you've been championing, your parents wouldn't have made it into this country, but you are still an advocate of that same system, the point system. Yeah, sell out, mark my words. But the fact of the matter is, during all of this, during this whole goddamn pandemic, I said, we've all been shafted. And hey, we've just started Brexit, and people are saying, oh, look for the positive. Nah, not looking for the positive. Because there's no getting away from the fact that Brexit was presented as an immigration issue, which it never was. Never was that. It was all about money. And those who could got their money out of the goddamn country. Jacob Rees-Mogg, going and making millions off of Brexit. What's it? I think by the end of 2019, he'd already made billions off of Brexit, and it hadn't even happened yet. That shows, that should show you where all of this is at. And during this whole pandemic, in my opinion, so what I was during this whole pandemic, the talk of Brexit and anything like that, anything resembling that, should have been stopped, not paused, not just stopped. Where it's like, you know what? We all need to come together. We all need to fight this pandemic. We're in this together. We're not going to try and break away from Europe. I know what the country voted for, but you know what? That's off the table right now. We'll deal with that after we've dealt with this pandemic. But no, during this whole thing, this idiotic, moronic, apathetic Conservative Tory government, most of the time, we're actually trying to play hardball with the EU. Do you know how backwards that is? You're trying to leave an entity, but play hardball as to how you leave. It's like, no, bro. And it's like, no. You can't play hardball when you actually voted, voluntarily took yourself out of the game. You can't play hardball as to, well, I'm leaving. I'm going to leave now, and I'm going to leave with this, this, and this. No. It doesn't work like that. And then coming back and moaning about, the EU were playing hardball with us. Yeah, of course they're playing hardball. The EU doesn't want us to leave. The pound is one of, if not the strongest currency in the goddamn world. They don't want us to leave. But idiots were brainwashed into voting to leave. And it's one of them ones where it's like, this is the level of manipulation and how messed up it is. This government has been so vehement in their voting for a no deal that you notice at the last second, the last possible minute, they rushed to get a deal done, in my view. You know, one of them ones where it's like Dave Chappelle at the end of the Bird revelation, where he talks about the coat hanger story, where it's like how to keep your hose in line. You know what? You gotta beat that hoe with a coat hanger and then run her a bath. And by the time she gets out of that bath and you've cleaned up her wounds, she's forgotten that you were the one that beat her in the first place. Cause she's so thankful that you cleaned her up. It's one of them ones. For me, it's the same principle with this Brexit deal, in inverted commas. Whereas one of them ones where it's like they played hardball, no deal, no deal, no, we don't want a deal. No, that's not how we want it. No. So that the crappy deal that they have gotten, where, what's it, musicians are getting absolutely shafted for their concerts, where one of the deals would have been, all right, if you're coming from the EU to the UK or vice versa, you'd get a 90-day visa, you'd be good, you can do whatever you want within that, you can put on as many concerts so that you can make some money, because that's the whole point of touring and concerts. But no, Britain actually rejected that idea. And it's like, you've just been offered a deal that is actually pretty cool and can help musicians, and you turned it down. Nah, BS. Nah, man. It's one of them ones where it's like, shaft job. And it's one of them ones where I said, this deal that we have gotten is so bad, but because the government have been predicating, no deal, we're retaining our sovereignty, we're leaving, no deal, so that the deal that this country has got looks, yeah, we're proud of the deal we've got, even though it's an utterly abysmal deal, because the other option was no deal. You see the swerves here? You see the swerves and the manipulation? Tremendous. And as I said, people will still defend this government. And by the way, Keir Starmer can do one as well. The Labour Party is supposed to oppose this, and Keir Starmer has basically helped advocate it. And I think it's as I record this today, where it's like, where he's gone, I give up. It is what it is. Brexit is what it is. It's like, what? All right, whatever. It's like, God, it's just an absolute shambles. This country, to be perfectly frank, is a shambles. And it's those of us at the bottom of the totem pole getting shafted. So those who voted Tory, I'd like to say thank you very much. Those of you who voted for Brexit, thank you very much. You have doomed us all. I hate to be doom and gloom. I really do hate to be doom and gloom. But the fact of the matter is, you've shafted us all. Especially with Brexit, where it's like 2-3 years after the fact, oh, we need a second referendum. Well, maybe you should have voted properly in the goddamn first place. God. And the worst thing is, it's not only shafting us in our mid-30s, like 25 and up, you've shafted our kids as well. Because you've got these idiots in power running the Department for Education, turning down basic necessities for the poorest children. You've shafted your own, and this is one of them was, a lot of people who voted Tory have shafted their own kids as well as themselves. But you know what? I am Straight Shooting LJA. I want to know your views. Comment section is down below. Please let me know your views. The Department for Education turning down BT's offer of free broadband and free and or cheap laptops for the most underprivileged kids. Let me know your views on Rishi Sunak, on Priti Patel, those two idiotic sellouts. That little idiot, what's it, that haunted ventriloquist dummy, as Frankie Boyle put it, Michael Gove. That clown, see you next Tuesday, Matt Hancock, and the floppy-haired moron running all of this stuff. Oh, God, I swear that, I said, it frustrates the hell out of me that people still will defend this government, say, oh, they're doing their best. No, they're not. They're doing their worst, and they're laughing and spitting in everyone's faces whilst they do it. Especially with all these U-turns as well. Oh my God, it's a circus. Comment section is down below. Please let me know your views. I have been Straight Shooting LJA. And in a somewhat frustrating start to 2021, I will see you next time on the Straight Shooting Rants. Take it easy, peeps.